Good morning, this is Jeremy Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Actually, I could call you about the $1,200 grocery card.
Yep, let's see if it's offered right there for you for those flex benefits and those Part B give back. So let's see here. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
03054.
03054. All right. So let's check that here for you and let's see what's going on. Okay, perfect. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 7 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov when you're under Medicare or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 603-494-1593?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. And now, the next following question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, I make my own.
All right. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
Yes, somebody lives with me.
Okay, not a problem. And now, of course, I know right here for you, the next step right here is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Maybe. Medicare Advantage?
Yes, sir.
The health plan is 911.
Oh, right there. So that's the health plan. So we would need the Medicare card number. So it should say Medicare Health Insurance. It should be a red, white, and blue card.
What's the group number?
Yeah, so it should be, well, it should say Medicare Health Insurance. It should be a combination.
Medicare Rx.
Right there. So that's the Medicare Rx. It should say Medicare Health Insurance. Do you see numbers and letters right below your name?
No, just my doctor, my phone number. Okay. 819-440-31000.
Got you. Okay. So no problem. So what I can do, because right over there, we would need the original card number. So what I can do, I can also pull it up through your first name, last name, date of birth, and social. Is that okay for you, sir?
Okay. David Campion.
Right. Perfect. Awesome. All right, David. And now, of course, David, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with your socials, sir.
0294063666.
Okay. So let me repeat that back for you because it did cut off there. I have the first three as 429. Is that correct?
No, 029.
029. 029. And then I have 40. And then I have 6866. Is that correct?
It should be 6366.
366. Okay. So 6366. Okay. So we'll get that there. And here. Okay. And allow me just one moment while I pull up my system here for you. Let's see here. Okay. And there it is. Okay. For Mr. David. All right. And now, Mr. David, can you please confirm your date of birth, sir?
06-04-1951.
That is also correct in my system as well. Okay, perfect. And all right. And now, right over here for you, Mr. David, are we still residing at the address of 1 Cobblestone Place, Merrimack, New Hampshire?
That's correct.
All right. Perfect, perfect. Okay. And perfect. We're in Hillsborough County. A and B are active, so that's good. Okay. All right, and now I do have a disclaimer here for you, Mr. David, and now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. David?
Yes.
All right. So let's see what we can do here for you. And now, just to make sure right here for you, Mr. David, when you do see the doctors, do you see them frequently or one time a year?
Frequently.
Frequently. Okay. All right. And what about your transportation? Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visits?
I do.
All right. And what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleaning?
I can use a good cleaning.
Okay. And what about your vision? Do you wear any eyeglasses or do you need a pair of eyeglasses?
I wear eyeglasses. I just got a new pair.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Perfect. So let's start with your doctor. So let's start with your primary care doctor. And what is the last name of your primary care doctor?
Fogg, F-O-G-G.
F-O-G-G, Dr. Fogg. There it is, Dr. Astrid Fogg. Okay, perfect. And now besides Dr. Fogg, do you see any specialists, anything of the sort?
Cardiologist, Meredith.
Not a problem. So we'll do Meredith. Go for that one. That would be Meredith. So let's actually increase that radius. At the cardiologist. So let's see here. And here. Let's see. Quite a lot of Meredith. Okay. So let's see here.
Very short name, last name.
God, dude, that's her last name.
Last name's very short.
Okay, got you. So let's see here. Let's actually go for cardiology. Let's see here. Cardiologist. We'll apply that there. There she is. All right. I see it there. Dr. Meredith, cardiovascular disease physician. I see it there. Perfect. Awesome. So we have Dr. Fogg and we have Dr. Meredith. Do we have any other doctors besides Dr. Fogg and Dr. Meredith?
Nope.
Okay, not a problem. So we'll save that there for you. All right. So let's open that up here and here. Okay. So let's see here and here. Perfect. Okay, awesome. So we have the Dr. Meredith. We also have Dr. right there.
So you just said we don't qualify this for the grocery card?
Oh, no, not yet. So that's only one step there. So we're still looking at the other steps here. So I do see a Part B give back for you. But, of course, we have to make sure it makes sense right there. So let's see here and here. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So there is a Part B give back here for you. There. It does give you a gift back of up to $61 every month. So that would be at the total for the yearly. We'll do that 11 at about $671 there for you in a Part B gift back. You do see that there. But now the next part right here, just to make sure Dr. Meredith is a network there. So we want to make sure of that here. So let's make sure here. That's 03054. And here. Oh, okay. 03054. I'm going to a 50-mile radius. Let's check here for you. And that's your Humana Choice gift back. So let's open up those gift backs for you here. There. Perfect. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is just double-checking on Dr. Meredith there, just to make sure that she's still in network. Let's see here. Okay, so she's not. Okay, so let's open here at the PPO. Let's do it by her last name. Okay. So from what I'm seeing here, there is a Part B gift back for you, like I said, and I'm going to have that at $61 there. It does offer you transportation. Now, the only thing is that Dr. Meredith Mueller is not in network for you there. on that one. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll keep that there. So she's not a network there for you. So let's get that there for you. And now the next step right here for you is going to be your medications. Now, are you taking multiple prescription medications at the moment?
11.
Okay. So let's start that list off. And what is the first medication you're currently taking?
I can't go through all this right now. If you have a joint appointment with Dr. Fogg, so I got to get going. The medication. Thank you.
Uh-huh.